Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the Daily MacCorp podcast for Monday, the 22nd of June, 2020, and it's for the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information portal podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. So a positive day across the board. So let's start with the daily volume, which was down from Friday, but today it was 1.26 billion, down from 1.46 billion on Friday. The average percentage gain loss for each stock today was a positive 1.41%, and that's up from Friday from 0.86%. That's now three positive days in a row where the average gain loss has moved forward. So that's a real positive sign. There were 476 ASX resource stocks traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And that's up slightly from 472 on Friday. Of the 476 ASX resource stocks that were traded today, 223 had a gain. That's up from 199 on Friday, and it's also the third consecutive trading day where the gains are increasing. So that's between that and the average gain loss moving forward 3 days in a row, they're real positive signs. There was 100 that had no gains today, and that's down from 121 on Friday. And again, that's 3 days in a row, that's decreasing. And also the most important one is 153 with a loss, up ever so slightly from 152 with a loss on Friday. So, you know, good signs there that the market's looking positive. Let's look at the top five ASX resource stocks for today, and they are: at number one, we have Latitude Consolidated Limited, ASX code LCD, and it had a percentage gain of 29.41% today. At number two, we have Venus Metals Corp Limited, ASX code VMC. It had a positive gain of 27.27% today. At number three, we have BBX Minerals Limited, ASX code BBX. It had a percentage gain of 25.93% today. At number four, we have Fraser Range Metals Group, ASX code FRN. And it had a positive gain of 24.14% today. And rounding off at number five is Cassini Resources Limited, ASX code CZI, and it had a percentage gain of 24%. Also at equal number 4/5 is Rocks Resources, ASX code RXL, also 24%. And the third one at also 24% is Trek Metals Limited, ASX code TKM. So there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stocks in the top five today, because there were 1, 2, 3 equal at 24%. So that's another positive, and congrats to all holders of those 7 stocks. A great result today. Let's look at the commodities today. The best performing commodities were gold, nickel and zinc, all performing well. The highest traded stock today, or turnover of stock today, was Latitude Consolidated Limited, ASX code LCD. It was also the number one best performing stock today, and 10.98% of the company was traded today. So congrats again to all holders of Latitude Consolidated Limited, ASX code LCD. The best performing project locations were both in WA today, they were UMI and Murchison District, both performing well with lots of positive activity happening in the areas. As far as looking at the last 12 months of spend on staff admin versus project spend, for the top 20 today, an average of 48% was spent on staff admin in the last 12 months, leaving an average of 52% spent on projects in the last 12 months. And that's down from 52% on Friday. So another positive sign to see more money in the top 20 going into projects. Let's look at the ERP statistics for today. There was 140 stocks, ASX resource stocks traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher that use an ERP software solution. That's up from 139 on Friday. The average percentage gain loss is at 1.62% positive today, and that's up from 0.25% on Friday. And again, that's 3 days running now that there's a positive movement forward in that area. The volume for the ERP was just over 507 million, and that's down significantly from 888 million on Friday. Of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, four of them are using an ERP software solution. So that's also another positive sign that these companies are implementing systems to move the companies forward. So let's finish today off with the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock today, which was Latitude Consolidated Limited, ASX code LCD. And we'll start with their projects. They have a number of projects in Western Australia and Africa, predominantly in gold, but they also do other commodities, including lithium, tantalum, nickel, and zinc. All projects are currently in exploration, and over the last 12 months, they've spent $113,000 on projects and $444,000 on staff admin. So percentage-wise, that works out over the last 12 months of money available, they've spent 80% on staff admin and only 20% on projects. So certainly a question to be asking the board when more money will be spent on projects. And again, there can be legitimate reasons, waiting on money, finance, licenses for environmental approvals, mining licenses, exploration licenses, etc. So always ask the board to clarify why information is the way it is. So that's their projects and spend on projects for the last 12 months. They have just over $3 million in the bank as of the current quarter. That's excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raises. The market cap is currently sitting at just over 6 million. They have just over 279 million shares on offer. And their share price has had a nice run this year. It started at 1.4 cents at the beginning of the year. As of close of trade today, it's 2.2 cents. So let's look at the shareholding, and we'll start with the directors, who own a healthy percentage of the company, and it's in excess of 13%. So that's a very healthy sign. As far as their top 20 shareholders are concerned, that's currently sitting at an average of just under 58%, which means 58% of the top 20 own this company. So another positive sign there. All right, so that's the overview for the number one best performing ASX resource stock today, which was Latitude Consolidated Limited, ASX code LCD. We hope you've seen some valuable insights and feedback with our podcast today. If you have any suggestions or things you'd like us to discuss, please email Steve at macorp, M-A-K-C-O-R-P, www.thebusinessmentor.net.au. And thanks again for listening. Enjoy your evening. Good night.